I'm with my friend Big Tesla right here today. Thank you for coming in today, brother.
What's up, Brody?
Man, so you kind of got into a situation, and can you just let the people know what's really going on?
Yeah, man. I got a situation a few days. I mean, I can't really go too much into detail about the situation because bro, on some dude on some talent telling shit, but situation transpired where a well known rapper, as you would call it, from the Bay Area, named JT, man. We've been feuding for some years, man, and he been doing a lot of internet shit, and a couple of days was the day that he finally had to meet that dog that he been talking about, you know what I'm saying? And make a long story short, man, nigga had to slap the fuck out of him. Like, you feel me? Had to put my hands on him, you know what I'm saying? And him being who he is, you know what I'm saying, he get on the internet and facade and try to make it seem like it was a whole nother thing than what it really was. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it was some real shit. He spoke on me, put fake allegations on my name that ain't even true, you know what I'm saying, numerous of times, you know what I'm saying, with no receipts to back any of that up, you know what I'm saying? So,
he's throwing dirt on your name.
Basically throwing dirt.
So what do you want him to do? Because he's continually just kind of like, I mean, can I say clowning? Do you think?
He's kind of trying to
make this situation seem like you're the
He definitely
the beta in the situation.
Yeah, he clowning, he capping, he doing everything. But you got to understand this, man. He got a way bigger follower than me on Instagram.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So whatever he say to his around his people, around his broader fans, like his people are fans, like they going to take that and run
exactly.
with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it could be a motherfucking lot. Like, a lot of my people tapping in with me and be like, bro, like, this ain't even true facts. We know you. Mm-hmm. You done been around you. We know your character. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, what's up with this dude? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, but he making it to the point where it's so amped up and it's so at a high level of Instagram and views and all this and all that, that, like, can't nothing happen to that man besides this. Like, you feel me?
Yeah. So and he wins pretty much regardless, even if, like, you know,
people say, like, you know, but you gotta look at it like this, bro. The truth gonna come out one day or another, bro. That McDonald's parking lot got that video footage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, that video footage gonna come out one day or another. Like, you feel me? And it's gonna show the real, bro. Mm-hmm. Until then, bro, I ain't, bro. All that capping dude doing on the internet, bro. That shit ain't getting to me, bro. I'm a real ass dude. You feel me? I'm in
Hustler.
The streets. I'm in the streets every day. You feel me? I'm grinding. You feel me? I'm making sure I'm making the right moves for me and my family. Like, you feel me? I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a man out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? So this fuck shit that this nigga on, at the end of the day, bro, he see a young nigga doing his thing coming up in the world, bro, and he ain't feeling it, bro. So he gonna do everything in his power to make me look a certain type of way to his people. My people already know what the fuck going on. My people already know what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They know he capping. You know what I'm saying? They know he fake. Nigga, he putting pedophile and snitch on my name. The next thing after that is gay.
Ooh.
You can't come back for not one, three of those. But in every allegation that he put out there, bruh, I addressed every allegation, bruh, and I asked him for receipts, for facts for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When he was calling me a snitch in 2015, right after I got shot. Like, you feel me? He was saying I was snitching, but didn't have no facts, didn't have no paperwork, didn't have nothing. Just was saying it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas that I done ran with for years and I done fell out with. You know what I'm saying? Due to whatever it is that we fell out with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I still ain't told these niggas secrets and they know that. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, bro, the shit that he putting on my name, he gonna have to, at some point in time in his life, bro, he gonna have to validate that shit that he was saying.
You receive the energy you put out.
Exactly, bro. So you putting out there that I'm this and I'm that and I'm this, at some point in time, bro, the motherfucker that got a bigger following than him and got more common sense gonna say, well, where's the receipts for that on Lil Dude? Cause I hear Lil Dude out there is this. I hear Lil Dude out there doing this, handling his business, getting to the bag. He riding around like this, he doing that. Nothing but positive shit come behind my name until you talk to this old hating ass nigga from Filmo. Mind you, I jumped out on this nigga. The shit so cut though, bro. Like, the shit happened out. This shit happened on his own block. You feel me?
Yeah.
A block that you claim. A block that you done had many album covers on. Like, you feel me? This your own block, my nigga.
Shouldn't be happening here.
No disrespect to Nan Filmo from McAllister.
Mm.
No disrespect to Nan Man from McAllister Block, bro. I fuck with them niggas, bro. My family is from them from over there, bro. Like, one of my uncles is one of them niggas from over there, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? My cousins is from Filmo, nigga. I don't got a problem with that Filmo nigga walking, bro. Besides that nigga, bro. And he a fake Filmo nigga, bro. He ain't no real Filmo nigga, bro. Real Filmo niggas already done tapped in and saluted me for the shit that I said I was gonna do when I see this nigga, and I stand on it. The whole time we was going at it and doing what we was doing that day, bro, and we was tussling, he was asking another man to jump in the fight, bro. He was asking another man, grab a shovel, hit him with the shovel. Mm. Grab him, do this. Like, bro, the nigga said just like this, bro, I'm not getting in that. And I spoke up. I said, nigga, if you jump in this fight, bro, I'ma tap in with my uncle, bro, and I'ma make sure, bro, when I come back, bro, he gon', bro, you gotta see me, bro. That nigga said exactly, bro, I'm not in that. I don't condone no sucker shit, bro. I'm not in that, bro. You feel me? So his own people from his own block ain't riding with dude like how he facading and capping on this internet shit. Like, you feel me?
You think,
like,
he's using the situation as, like, something to kind of, like, keep his, I don't want to say career afloat, but kind of keep something going on in his scene.
Definitely.
Not even more you, but more him. You know what I mean?
It's definitely something that can boost his shit.
Yeah.
Because right now, bro.
Now he can look like a victor over a victim.
Exactly, you know, bro. Because at right now, bro, at his point in his career, bro, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? He done fucked off so many people throughout so many states, bro. Like, on some real shit, bro, my DM been going so motherfucking crazy. I ain't even on Instagram as dude. Like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm not no Instagram nigga, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you seem pretty, like, just subtle on it. Just
bro, like, come on, bro. G-O-D, bro, I'm not with that shit, bro, at all, bro. Like, you feel me? Because I'm one of them dudes that's going to pull up and really ask you about what that shit you was talking about, bro. And 10 times out of 10, I'm trying to get physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? So I don't really try to get too involved in that Instagram shit, bro. But when niggas found out what I did to this nigga, bro, motherfuckers from Brigham, Alabama, Atlanta, all these places that he done went and made bad blood in, bro, they done tapped in with me, nigga.
Whoa.
DMs, phone numbers, bro. I'm talking about, bro, I talk to a nigga right now that fuck with NBA Youngboy, bro.
Oh, lit.
G-O-D, bro, on my daughter, on my kids, bro.
I could believe
fuck
it.
Fuck with NBA Youngboy said exactly this, bro. You basically did all our dirt for us, bro. We've been waiting to get a hold of that nigga for years, bro. Yeah. For years, bro. Like, we just been waiting to get a hold. He not even worth no bullet. He not even worth none of that shit, bro. Slap the fuck out that nigga like he was a bitch, bro, and you did that, bro. You know what's so cutthroat is, bro? A nigga that I fuck with heavy, bro, from Double Rock, right? He basically tapped in with me, right? When he seen all the internet shit going on, like, because he know my character, bro. He know me. He watched me come up as a young nigga, like, you feel me? How I look at him as a big homie, bro, I was in a situation where it was a life or death situation, bro. And he showed his loyalty to me, you feel me, by stepping in. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So he's a true friend of you.
So at the end of the day, bro, I look at that nigga as a big homie, bro. So he came to me, you feel me? He came to me and basically said, bro, this internet shit is some fucked up shit. Like, this internet shit can make you be looked at a certain type of way, bro, just all off some fake shit, just all off some lies. Like, you feel me? Because he was like, I was on a nigga live when you first walked up to the car, but didn't nobody see that? Only people that seen that live was the people that was tuned in at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He never reposted that live.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga said exactly like this, bro, on my kids, bro, looking you dead in your eyes. The nigga said, bro, you walked up to the car, you told the nigga to get out the car, but the nigga didn't want to get out the car. You slapped the shit out that nigga like he was a bitch. He said, I seen it for my eyes, bro. But he never reposted that video after he was done with the live. He was like, once you slapped him, bro, the phone fell down. Next thing you know, you just heard hella scuffling around, then you heard the car skirt off. Like, you feel me? Then he got off live. Like, you feel me? And then he was like, probably like an hour later, next thing you know, I start seeing all this shit up there about you, like, like, this nigga done did something to you.
Yeah, it's like, you like, feel oh me? Shit, you're checking your phone, like, oh, I'm blowing up. Like, what the fuck?
Bro, the nigga done took some pictures, nigga, and edit the pictures, made me look damn like he done did some real shit to me, bro. Like, bro, come on now, look. You see my size, bro.
Yeah.
We in a live interview, bro. You see my size, bro,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
JT is 6'4".
Look like a big dude.
Why am I not laid out on your block?
He didn't even get the car. I mean, that's
off of
your thing.
Nah, like, bro, on some real shit, I never cap. I'm not no capping ass nigga, bro. The nigga did get out the car.
Oh, he did? Okay.
He finally did get out the car, but it took him It took him a broken window and a slap in the face to get out the car. It took him, but wow. All that shit that you was doing, bruh, I've been looking for this nigga since 2015. February 24th, bruh.
Damn, you got the exact date.
Yeah, bruh, because I know, bruh, it was a situation that in my life that changed my life.
Damn.
You feel me? And then he tried to claim fame for that situation.
Damn. Now it's you like feel a me? Whole repeat.
So it's like, bruh, if you claiming fame that on something that, but it was mainly because he claimed fame and it was like he had a bigger following. So when he claimed fame, the nigga posted my picture up for my music video, like, yeah, nigga, I get niggas hit, this and this and that. But this the same nigga I just showed you a picture of going to Mayor London Breed, City Hall. Mm. This nigga gangster as fuck, but you running a City Hall for a 140-pound nigga. And I'm by myself, bro. When I pulled up, nigga, I was by myself.
What can you do?
You feel me? Come on, bro. What you running from me for, bro? Face me, my nigga. You putting these allegations on me as a man, bro. And I got two kids. I got two kids, bruh. And I got other people associated with my name, my baby mamas. You feel me? Like, you don't know what this taking them through because of this shit that he putting on my name. Like, yeah. You feel me?
Your kids go to school and things.
Come on, bruh. I mean? Like, yeah. It's deeper than what these motherfuckers is just putting on this internet shit. You feel me?
Oh, that thing's a just joke, you know? But no one.
And that's why I've been checking motherfuckers that been up under them comments. That's why I've been getting at motherfuckers that I know that I could get to. Uh-huh. Motherfuckers that's in my city that I know I can approach, nigga. I've been tapping in with them niggas. I've been tapping in with them bitches. You feel me? Like, what's up with that shit? Because this ain't no game, my nigga. Pedophile ain't no game to me, bro. Nice. Especially when I got two little girls and one of them is old enough to be on Instagram. She's 12.
Yeah.
You feel me? My daughter is 7. You feel me? She got a phone, but she don't be on Instagram. You feel me? So it's like, bro, no. You're not finna have my kids out here feeling some type of way, bro, because you mad you got checked about some shit that you putting on Instagram, bro. Like, that's a problem with a lot of these Instagram motherfuckers, bro. They do this Instagram shit, and they think that they never gonna have to face these people that they trying to cyber bully, bro. You can't bully me on the streets, bro, so you ain't gonna never be able to cyber bully me on no motherfucking internet, bro. At all. It's not going like that, bro, because at one point in time in your life, my nigga, I'm not just in the Bay ass nigga, bro. I go everywhere, anywhere. Wherever, I just got back from LA, nigga, I'm about to be on my way to Miami, like, you feel me? So, nigga, if you anywhere in them states or any around, nigga, and you speaking on me like that, bro, and I see you, bro, I don't give a fuck where we at. I don't give a fuck if we is in front of a police station, my nigga. Mm. We was across the street from a police station, bro. He getting all on his page, like, I ran in the street screaming and yelling. Yeah, nigga, I did all that shit, nigga. After the fact, nigga, you jumped in your car, nigga, skirt off, made a big-ass scene, nigga. Went all the way down to the police station, bust a U-turn, and sat in front of the police station and made hella posts about me. Like, come on, my nigga. I'm on your block that you claim, my nigga. I'm a Hunter's Point nigga coming to field mode, nigga. Like, that's not even allowed. Like, you feel me? Like, certain point niggas can't come to field mode.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, and even if certain point niggas can't come to field mode, nigga.
Why were you there?
Nigga, honestly, I keep it real, bro. I was there because I was at work.
Okay.
I was at work. I was at work.
Fillmore?
Nah, I happened to just be taking a lunch.
Okay.
I happened to be taking a lunch break, and my route was in that area.
Okay.
Like, you feel me?
Are you walking or?
Nah, I was actually in my work. I was at work in my work truck. Like, you feel me? Okay. Well, when the situation, like how I got over there, I was in my work truck. But when the situation happened, I was walking out of McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? I was on my lunch break. I wasn't at work.
You just happened to see him there?
Bro, I just happened to see him there, and it was what it was. You feel me? Like I said, bro, I can't really.
They do that McDonald's. Just wait there long enough.
You feel me? Like I said, bro, I can't really go too much into detail right now. At this moment, you feel me? Because, like I said, dude, he been on some other shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? Like I said, I just showed you the picture. A dude up there at City Hall, like, you feel me? So he making moves to try to get me fired from work.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? He making moves to, I don't know if he trying to fuck with my freedom. Like, I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but this is some shit that he caused. Now he can't stand up in some shit that he stepped in. Like, you feel me? Like, before this shit even, bruh, before the snitch shit came out in 2015 and before this pedophile shit came out, nigga, in 2018, mm-hmm. bruh. This nigga never knew me from a can of paint. I didn't know this nigga. He didn't know me, nigga. I just knew this nigga from a nigga being from the Bay Area, nigga. I didn't know what part of the city he was from, nigga. Because he was claiming Fillmore, but he was claiming his mom used to work up there at the Muslim school selling bean pies and shit. She was a chef. Like, you feel me? His brother went up there named Alexander. Like, I knew all his people because I knew all his people because I went to the Muslim school on third. Like I said, I'm heavy. Yeah. I'm heavy in the streets, bro. I've been around. I've been around. I'm not just no new nigga that jumped off the porch, bro. I've been out here, nigga, and I've been raised by real niggas, bro. You feel me? That got bodies up under their belt that taught me how to do this shit the right way. Like, you feel me? Told me, bro, like, it's not about this street shit. It's about getting your bag, nigga. It's about having the biggest bag at the end of the day. Would you rather have all these bodies, nigga? Not being known for being a sucker, but you broke as fuck. Like, you feel me? Have money, have heart, bro. You can't be out here starting all these wars, my nigga, and you ain't got no money, bro. Period. Period. At the end of the day. Like, you feel me?
You gotta have pieces.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. You got to, bro. This shit is chess, my nigga. It ain't even chess, my nigga. It's real life. It ain't chess, checkers, or none of that. It's real life. Cause you can't restart this shit.
Exactly.
You getting that jam, my nigga?
So you trying to? You kind of. What I'm saying is, like, kind of just trying to stop this now before it gets like out of hand. Before we.
Keep it solid, bro. I've been trying to stop it back in 2015.
So y'all have been having this beef since 2015.
We had the beef, honestly, bro. Keep it all the way solid. The beef started way before 2015, but 2015 is when he actually singled me out amongst a whole group of niggas.
Demonized you.
And then that just show how much of a pussy he is right in that fashion, because instead of going at the whole group, instead of going at the whole mob, the whole gang.
Were you guys ever cool?
Who, me and JT? Yeah. Never, bro. Like I said, bro, I never knew this nigga. Only thing I knew about this nigga was the shit that I like seen and I was around. Like, you feel me? When I went to the Muslim school, I seen that his mom was the chef there. His brother went there. He came in and out of there periodically. Like, he was in and out. That's all that I knew about JT, the bigger figure. Okay. Other than that, bro, I didn't know nothing about this nigga. I never listened to this nigga music. I never bumped his shit, bro. I never gave a fuck about his shit, bro. And that's just real, bro. Like, I ain't trying to hate on a nigga or nothing that he doing positive, bro. Because a nigga do be having positive shit going on, bro. You feel me? And I support a black man doing positive shit, bro. But once you out here doing negative shit and you trying to downplay your own niggas, bro, that's when it become an issue, bro. That's when I got to speak up, you feel me? Because ain't nobody else in the city going to do it. They see this nigga. Like, niggas is calling this nigga they big homie. Then niggas is calling this nigga they homie. And this nigga ain't did shit for you besides come out here and take a motherfucking picture, my nigga. This nigga ain't put no money into your block, my nigga. This nigga ain't put you in a position to win nothing, my nigga. But if you talk to all the niggas, he don't fuck with niggas in his own city, you feel me? Because he know niggas will get on his ass. He still got kids out here. He still got family out here. So he go to other states and fuck them niggas on and then go buy an RV and run around the world calling it bum life. You niggas got to stay woke to this shit, bro. When I walked up on that nigga was in a 97 Jeep Cherokee, nigga, with all his shit in there, bro. And that's honest to God truth, bro. I'm not even lying, bro. That's honest to God truth, bro.
All right, Tezo. So I have one more question for you. What's the ideal end game here? Like you don't have to go into details, but how would you want this to end?
I reached out to some Filmo bosses, man.
Excuse me.
It's all good, bro. Reached out to some Filmo bosses, bro, and I asked them niggas. I said, bro, we could set up a fight, bro.
Okay.
Like, set it up, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that wasn't no fight.
Yeah.
That was not no fight, bro. That was some bitch-ass shit. Like, I'm going to keep it all the way real. Nigga, we tussled the whole and fucking entire time, bro. He held my hands down. He made sure I couldn't throw no punches because he felt that power when I slapped the shit out of him, bro. He held me down. Nigga, he used his weight on top of me. Nigga, I told that nigga to go from the shoulders, nigga. So I feel like if I go to these Fillmore bosses, bro, and they set that up, and it's us in a secluded, like, just us in our own little space, bro, he going to have to fight me. It's his rep. He going to have to hold down his rep in front of them Fillmore legends, them Fillmore OGs. You feel me? Them Philmo hitters. He gonna have to hold it down. Fuck this internet shit.
So you want
to
fight him?
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm not playing about my name, bro. All this shit that you putting on my name, bro, without no facts, you got to lay this shit up. Like, the pedophile shit, he said a nigga. This is shit that's fucking me up, bro. He's saying a nigga from the pen. It's a nigga from the pen daughter that was 16 that I was talking to, and I got her pregnant. This is what he's saying, right? Mm-hmm. Mind you, he started this rumor in 2018. Mm. Like, at the end. He wasn't saying that when he first started the rumor. But motherfuckers was all up under the comments like, I know him. You better have legit facts when you putting that jacket on somebody's name. He deleted the comment off Facebook. He deleted the whole post off Facebook. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, where is this nigga at that's in the pen? What's his name? Mm-hmm. Where's the little girl at? Bruh, I got love out here in these streets, bro. Despite what y'all seeing on the internet, despite what this nigga trying to make it look like on the internet, bro, I was in the hood yesterday. Niggas was telling me like, bro, fuck that nigga, bro. Fuck that nigga, bro. Niggas want to do something to that nigga for me, bro. And I'm like, nah, bro, that nigga got it so amped up, bro. If anything happened to that nigga, bro, I'm going to be jammed up, bro. Let that shit die down, bro. Just let me beat that nigga ass, bro. He ain't worth no bullets, bro. He ain't worth none of it, bro, because he too animated. He too much. He a 6'9". He a 6'9 ass nigga. You feel me? He doing all this shit to make sure no real shit can happen to him. He being loud and hella extra, posting my picture, posting me all on his page, nigga, to make sure if anything happened to this nigga, y'all know who to go to, bro. You motherfuckers gotta stay woke, bro. Stay woke, my nigga. Stop feeding into that shit. Motherfuckers will pull the wool over your eyes quick, my nigga, and having you walking into a wall, bro. Walking into a brick wall. Like, you feel me? Like, nah, bro. That nigga on some facade shit, bro. Where's the nigga at, bro? Where's the little girl at? On top of that, fuck all that. Where her mama at? Because you know females love to talk. Mm-hmm. Especially a nigga like me that got love out here in these streets like the way that I do, despite what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I got love out here in these streets, bro. A female couldn't wait to destroy no shit like that. Especially a mad, angry female when I raped her daughter or touched on her daughter. She couldn't tell me what black female ain't going to be ready to do that. What female, period, ain't going to be ready to do that? If that's true, bruh, don't put allegations on motherfuckers' name. Niggas, bruh, like, it should be a penalty for niggas that do that, bruh.
Yeah.
It should be a penalty. Niggas should be penalized for that, bruh. Mm-hmm. Especially when they put it on a real nigga name, bruh. Like, nah, bro, you got to see me, bro. That's the end result of this, bro. You got to see me every day of your life or pay me 10 bands, bro. Pay me 10 bands, nigga. And just how you trying to publicly embarrass me, you need to publicly apologize, nigga, and hand over 10 bands, nigga, or every day of your life, nigga, until every day of your life, bro, I see you, bro. It's on. I don't give a fuck where we at, who I'm with, who you with. Nothing, bro. Just like I didn't give a fuck where I was at and what I was doing, nigga, when I walked up on you. You feel me? Like, nah, bro. It ain't going like that. It ain't going down like that, bro. You feel me? That's the end of result to this situation, bro. I tapped in with real Philmo bosses, bro. They said they was going to tap in with dude to see if he could set up the fight. The nigga running like Chris Brown. Mm. You feel me? I ain't heard nothing back.
Damn. All right. Well... What I'm hearing from your side of the story is that he's making a lot of accusations with no evidence or nothing to really hold you down. But since Fact. He has the clout, people are taking his word.
Fact.
They don't care if it's truth because the lie is more entertaining.
Fact.
And they just want to put your name down.
Fact.
And pretty much what you're saying right here is the end game that you would prefer is hands on sight, set up the fight, the Philmo dudes. He's running like Chris Brown.
Period.
Everything. So, JT, I hope you're watching this video. I hope that, you know, we can set something up. I hope that there could be some closure here, but you don't think that this can ever just fizzle out?
Nah,
it's not gonna fizzle out.
This will never fizzle out because he an internet dude.
Yeah, and you're not like, about the internet. You're like, about that street shit.
And like you said, bruh, and like you said, nigga, he using this, even though I don't got no following like this, bruh, look at me, bruh. I'm doing it in real life. You seen how I pull up, bruh, like I'm doing it in real life, so... The people that really know me, like, that's how he trying to boost his cred off of, like,
like, yeah, I did this to this young nigga, bro. This young nigga supposed to be this and this and this out here in these streets, and I did. Bro, you didn't do nothing. His own nigga said, bro, you didn't do nothing, bro. You didn't do nothing, bro. So he trying to use it to uplift his career. Wherever he trying to, like, wherever he trying to go in his career, he trying to uplift it. Bro, it's over, bro. You supposed to be out here helping, nigga. You supposed to be helping niggas like me that got ideas, my nigga. Like, I ain't got no, like, I got music ideas, but I got some real other ideas, nigga, that could put people in positions to feed their family. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some real legit shit. Fuck all that rap shit and all that, bro. Like, some real job shit. Like, you feel me? Some real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, and he got some of them keys that some people like me need in the game. But instead of him teaching me them keys and put me in a position to put other black people in positions to win, nigga, he out here downplaying my name, downplaying this, downplaying that. So when my ideas finally start to do surface, niggas, oh, that's the nigga JT was calling a pedophile. Motherfuckers ain't even gonna be wanna tie it into my shit because of the allegations he putting on my name and his following. But that's fake. That's cap, nigga, and that's all bullshit, bro. It is, bro. Like, if you gonna put that shit on a nigga name, you gotta have evidence, bro. And if you don't, bro, you need to be penalized, bro. Facts, bro.
Facts. All right, we got the exclusive here. Thank you, Big Tazo, for coming in today, bro. Just telling your story, just getting the side from, you know, the smaller voice compared to the big. So make sure you guys, if you guys like episodes like that, stay tuned to Bay Area Compass. We're going to have more guests, more content, more things for you guys to check out. So appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah, man. Right, too. Let me shout out my nigga.
Oh, yeah, shout out your people, bro.
Yeah, man. Let me shout out, man, my nigga Jug Life Kurt, man. We got some shit on the way coming, man. He got some music going on. You know what I'm saying? Some clothing going on, man. Some real big businesses going on, man. Shout out Jug Life Kirk, Jug Life Juju. You know what I'm saying? Dispensaries going on, man. A lot of good shit, positive shit going on despite all this bullshit. My niggas, young black men making money, trying to put other black men in positions to win. My nigga, shout out to Jug Life Tammy. You know what I'm saying? She got a hot single coming out soon, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of these rap niggas, bro, they getting exposed this year, man. A lot of these rap niggas, man, 2019, bro, it's the year that facade that they putting on for everybody, man,
it doesn't hold up.
It don't hold up no more, bro. It don't hold up no more. So shout out to the whole Jug Life family, man. We on our way up, man.
It's lit. Yeah. It's lit. Thank you, my brother.
Off top.